Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Laura Lee with us. As a young girl, Laura Lee saw the faces of spirits, heard their whispers, felt their presence. She graduated with a bachelor's degree, becoming a corporate communications professional before fully embarking on a journey as heaven's communicator. Quickly making her way up that ladder, she worked with Fortune 500 companies such as Disney, Walmart, Dell, and instructed at the University of Texas. Laura left that world behind to employ her communication skills and gifts, helping others obtain higher meaning through their reconnection to spirit as a professional psychic medium. A popular radio host for more than a decade, she connected callers to their dearly departed. Today, she is the executive producer and host of the radio medium Laura Lee Show and podcast, answering the desperate calls for hope worldwide. Laura Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you, George, for having me. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to this. Tell me how this all began for you, this psychic mediumship.
Well, I would say as long as I can remember, you know, way back when I was a little kid. Now, you might have heard that from others who've been on the show.
Yeah.
That, oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
No, well, yeah, we have.
Yeah, as long as I can remember. But it was really scary to me. I had a hard time with it and tried to stuff it down there because, you know, I was told not to talk openly about it, you know, especially with the church and being close enough here to the Bible Belt. So, you know, because of that, you know, I tried to avoid it and push it away, and I got caught up in an eating disorder, I think, to stop talking. And that eating disorder started at a very young age, I'd say about the age of 9 until my college years, where I had a near-death experience and was awakened by an angel that told me that I was perfect the way I was and to embrace it.
Perfect.
And that it's all love.
Did you know,
and I was here to share that gift with people.
Did your parents encourage you or not?
You know, it's not like we talked around and talked about, you know, psychic mediumship being a thing. I think family members would have prophetic dreams and dreams with loved ones or feeling connections with loved ones, and that was openly discussed, you know. But, you know, there's, You know, it's just not something that I didn't even know what psychic mediumship was. You know, it's just part of my life back then. So it just wasn't anything that seemed out of this world. But, you know, after talking to a couple people about it, you know, and trying to tell them what was going on, I was told to keep it quiet.
When the communication started with the afterlife, did they come to you or did you go to them? How did that start?
Oh, no, they come to you. It's like they know who's an open vessel. I mean, I think a lot of children are. I mean, anybody who's out there listening and has been around their own kid or nieces and nephews, you know, children are open vessels and will often say, you know, a message from a loved one to the parents. But the problem is parents will shut it down immediately because it's too scary. You know, it's too much. It's something that a lot of people can't connect with, or, you know, we're told it doesn't happen or you can't happen or, you know, it doesn't exist. But, you know, somebody shuts it down for a kid and that's what happens. You know, unfortunately, you know, it never shut down for me. It kept going. But I felt like, you know, I disconnected from it. The sicker I got and the more addicted I got to my eating disorder, it would help me take it away because I was on diet pills and pills to shove it down.
Did you have to hide your gift, Laura, or was it out in the open?
I did. And then after the near-death experience, it's like it was a whole new world. It felt like I was living heaven on earth. That's what I realized. There's no death. We continue on, and this experience on Earth is, you know, either heaven or hell, depending on how we look at it, you know. And at the time prior to, I felt like I was living in a hell because this is just too much for me as a kid to handle. So they would come to me. Yes, I would see them, I'd hear them, I'd feel them, you know. And a lot of people right now, if they share that or they went into a, you know, a doctor or a therapist, they might diagnose them with some problem, you know, like, schizophrenia or something like that. But I think there's a total way to discern between the two. And that's something I hope to teach people, you know, to know that their guidance sometimes is around us and they're with us and they're there to let us know we aren't alone and that, you know, they can help us while we journey upon Earth, whether it's a loved one or a guardian angel, you know, or some other ancestor that comes to our service.
Was there ever a time, Laura, that you wished that you never had the gift?
I did before the near-death experience. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, then it took some time to really heal and be open and ready to come out into the world and share it. And people just started coming to me, you know, when I went to corporate and it was just happening on the side, friends and family first. And then it, you know, expanded from there.
This incredible gift that you have, was it based on the near-death experience? Did that kind of open up the pathway for you?
Well, it opened my mind that I'm okay. I'm not evil. I'm not bad. I'm not a witch. You know what I mean?
Right. Or insane. So,
yeah, I'm perfect. It's fine. It works. It's something that was given to me, and I needed to share it. So that's what the realization was. And that one, the other thing is, we don't have to suffer. That's what my angel told me. We don't have to suffer. That it's all love, and there's great support for us out there. And that anything else that's not love, and it looks like it's terrible, and people are out there killing and harming one another, That's the fear, you know, that's what's programmed into us. It doesn't, you know, it's something that humans have created that trouble for themselves. But it's not divine, for sure.
Laura, was there ever a time you went to your parents and said, this is who I am and this is what it's going to be?
Yes. And they flipped out.
But you had to take a stand.
They were scared. Yeah, they were scared that I shifted from a corporate. We're all, you know, my family's all about education. So, you know, when I left it to go pursue this, they thought I was nuts, you know?
You're not. You're far from nuts.
Well, you're kind.
Now, tell us about the near-death experience. What happened there?
Well, you know, the eating disorder got out of hand. I was a bulimic and anorexic, and the bulimia got to a point where I was, you know, it started out where I was forcing myself, but then at a certain point, it kind of crossed the threshold and it becomes a monster of its own. It'll take a hold of your body and just start vomiting. Okay. And, that's what happened to me one night. And I was praying to God. I was, collapsed on my knees because it's just thrusting your body. It's so hard on the heart and the body and the system. And my hair was falling out. My teeth were falling out. I had all kinds of health issues.
God.
That doctor seemed like they couldn't identify, but I knew what was going on deep down inside. But anyway, I was crying out and I called for help. It was like the first time I called for help, but I was in a dormitory room when nobody was around because everybody was out. It was like a Friday, Saturday night, and I planned it that way. Collapsed. And when I collapsed, I felt like I was having a heart attack. And next thing I know, I mean, I think I did, because next thing I know, I'm being pulled out of this darkness into this light. And this light became so strong and bright and vibrant. It was an angel there hovering in front of me. It had to be 10 feet or more. And it was as if all that existed was her and I, and we were hovering in the universe, and stars were all around us. And all I felt was love.
Didn't the great singer Karen Carpenter died from this? This killed her, didn't it?
Yes, it kills a lot of girls. It kills a lot of girls, and it's prevalent still. And right now, I think cutting is the big thing, and I think they put them on the same spectrum with one another. Yeah, yeah.
What sent you back, Laura? What sent you back to planet Earth again?
Because she told me I was supposed to come back and I was supposed to, you know, share it with others. And I was supposed to talk about the angels and the love and, you know, share the gift to help others to find hope because, you know, it's really hard as humans.
Well, you do that now in a big way.
Yeah, thank you.
The angels must be happy.
I hope so. Try to stay humble. Try to do good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
When you came back from the near-death experience, did the eating disorder go away immediately?
Yeah, it seemed to be released and relieved, but I felt like I still had more processing, you know, because I had been sent to the emergency room and the doctors asked how that would happen to me at such a young age. I think it was 17, 18. And it's like they channeled through me and I told them finally what it was. And I was sent to a rehab, you know, a group where a bunch of women were experiencing it. And I felt like my life just changed around immediately. And like I said, everything felt like heaven when I woke up. Everything was 10 times more vibrant and beautiful. And it felt like I can live with this. I can do this. And I knew I had support on the other side. We all have support. We all have that kind of support. We're just unaware of it.
Laura, paint us a picture of what heaven looks like.
Well, at my experience of heaven was just the angel floating there and, you know, communicating to me telepathically. So, which is what mediums do. We're communicating telepathically. And, you know, the heart's connection. And when I transitioned here on back on Earth and she told me I was coming back and I just agreed to her directive as if, you know, I was a young child to a mother. Yeah, I'll do that. But I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know I was coming back to do this. I mean, really. So at any rate, when I came back, I realized heaven is right here. It's here. But excuse me for that. But it's veiled. So, you know, it's veiled from our vision because of fear. And it's what we're being programmed, usually by media.
Is there a hell?
The hell is what we create here. So, I mean, I just got a question from a client the other day, a caller, and they asked me if it was going to be another hell of a year. If they think it's going to be a hell of a year, like they went through hell last year,
yeah,
they're going to have a hell this year.
They'll make it themselves, won't they?
They'll make the hell, right.
What about the devil, Laura? Where does the devil fit in?
I think the devil's in our mind. But it can show up just as much of as a spirit can, you know. I think, you know, spirit shows up in the way, in the form that we hope they show up, or something that we can receive the message. So, but, you know, that evil force, that dark entity, or what you call the devil, can appear in that form, can appear easily appear in that form too. But there's a way to discern by the way you feel, what you're being told. You know, anything inspiring, believe. Anything that's disempowering, you know, to harm yourself or harm somebody else. And I was harming myself. That is what you would call the devil.
Laura Lee is with us. We'll take calls with her next hour, and I understand you will try to communicate with someone's dearly departed, correct?
Yeah.
And what do you need from a caller, Laura, when they call you?
Well, since we've got, Tom was just telling me how much time we've got with everybody, so if you can give me your name and ask a quick question, and we'll just go straight to it.
All right, excellent. Do you connect... What's your percentage rate of connecting with the other side?
Well, I would say pretty good. I've been doing this for close to 20 years on radio, you know, and I think it's pretty darn good.
Do you think this is a mission from God?
It's my directive. It's my directive. I feel like it's my directive, you know, at this moment. Could change.
Are you afraid of the other side anymore?
No, and nobody should be. Life is continuous. Life is forever. Life is eternal.
When you had this initial near-death experience, can I ask how old you were then?
I would say 17, 18, so I was probably a freshman in college.
Oh, just a kid. My God.
Yeah, I was just a kid. Yeah. Yeah, and it started when I was 9.
Did you have a support group of friends?
I had a friend who got me into it because she was popping diet pills, and she started handing them to me. And then I realized I could get a buzz off that. And the bigger the buzz, the less I could hear and see and feel and know, you know, my own spirit. You know, it's disconnecting. It's just like any other addiction, like, you know, gambling or alcoholism or drugs.
Sure.
Or, you know, it's all that we're avoiding deeper issues that are going on with us and the people around us. I didn't really have a support system. I think I really did try to hide it because I was ashamed.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.